This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, just a couple of us, well, a few of us in the studio, me and a couple colts today. And Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm going to be talking about tips from the book, The Unfinished Unpublished, not available for sale book that I've been writing. And I really don't think it's going to make it to the market because I really don't have the desire to publish it. And by the way, most people don't read anyway, right? I'm not talking about our class, but most people just don't read. It's too hard, way too hard. You got to turn the pages, you got to pay attention, you got to focus way, way, way too hard. And with everybody so busy, staying at home, they don't seem to have the energy or the time. So I don't think I'm going to go through the effort to publish it. So I'll just talk about it on the air. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. But I wanted to share with you a story, true story. All stories that we tell here at USA Prepares are true. And going into the meltdown of the United States of America, one of the things that I wanted to do was buy a spare water softener. And the reason I wanted to buy one is because here in our neck of the woods, in this part of Missouri, the water is very hard, very hard. And that's because it is in these underground limestone voids. So water just percolated down for thousands of years. And it's been sitting there, and the water has been absorbing the calcium or the lime. And that lime that has been dissolved by the water, and you know that water is a universal solvent, that lime clogs up pipes, literally. So we have a well, we have hard water, and because the water is hard, it can clog up the valves, toilet valves, faucet valves, shower heads. And what happens is, literally, shower heads, you know, you have all those little openings. And over time, you know, a month later, you have fewer openings. And then a month later, you have fewer openings. And within a couple months, those shower heads don't work very well anymore. So you take them apart, put them in vinegar, white vinegar, you know, put them in a jar, and disassemble them if you can, and shake it around, and put it in white vinegar, and so forth, and rinse and repeat, and dissolve that lime. Well, you can prevent a lot of that if you have a water softener. So, for years, as long as we've had this house in Missouri, 15 years, we have had a water softener. We built the house, so we want to preserve the plumbing so it wouldn't get all clogged up. And the one we bought was sold under the Kenmore name by Sears. It was manufactured by Whirlpool. And I think it is probably one of the simplest, best water softeners that you can buy. Well, Whirlpool doesn't make them anymore. Who knows what the availability of Kenmore is anymore? Because Sears is bankrupt. So I found the same water softener as this same exact, it looks exactly the same as the model of 15 years ago, but now it's a different color and it has a different brand name. The brand name is Morton, M-O-R-T-O-N. It's 45,000 grains in capacity. So water softeners are sold by grain capacity and features. And I don't really care too much about features. I would just like it to cycle automatically, have a mechanical, electromechanical timer, and be very simple to operate. And I found it. I found it at Menards. And Menards sells this Morton branded water softener, which is, I believe, the same darn thing as the Whirlpool, which was sold by Kenmore. And to me, it is the cat's meow. It's the best of the best of the best in simple. Okay. So I was delighted to find it, and I ordered it. It's not available in the store. You have to order it, special order. So I special ordered it, paid for it. And I got the notification through email that it arrived, so we went to pick it up yesterday. And it was loaded onto, and when you do this, you don't have to go in the store, because I'm not going into the store because of COVID, the corona panic, right? So our son and Mrs. Finelli happened to be in the big city, Springfield, and they happened to have my old pickup truck, the one that's two-tone, rust plus a little bit of white on it. And they pulled in the back there, showed them the documents that said that we were picking up this water softener. And the employee came over, received the document from us, and loaded the water softener onto the back of the truck. Now, it was on a pallet. So what they did was they took this water softener. Now, this thing is about as tall as a person. Actually, a short person could fit right in the water softener box, and you can close the lid. That's how big this water softener is. So roughly the box is a couple feet by a couple feet footprint, and maybe 5 feet tall, the box. And it was shrink-wrapped onto a pallet. And so they tilted the water softener on its side so it wouldn't go flying out the back of the pickup truck from the wind. Came home with it, and I saw it, and I was fit to be tied. Because this water softener was caved in, the box was caved in on three sides. And it had a forklift hole through one of the sides. Now, it's real simple to me. That means that someone, somewhere along the line, mishandled this. Either it was put on a truck and it wasn't secured and it rattled around and rolled around and got beat up. Or it got beat up at Menards warehouse, or it got beat up while it was being staged for us to pick up. But it got beat up. And here's my take on this. When I buy something online and I pay for it with a credit card, right then and there, that item is mine because I paid for it. Now, even though I don't have it in my hands, I pay for it. And I expect that that item would be treated carefully. You know, as if I lent someone something that's mine, I would expect them to take care of it. I wouldn't expect them to beat it up, leave it out in the rain. I'd expect them to take care of it. So those are my expectations. Now, it was not left out in the rain, but it was beat up. And we don't know who did it. But I do know it's mine, and it was beat up. Now, I know for certain that in the good old days, if I were able to go into a store, any store, and see one of these things on the sales floor, and it was all beat up, I would say, I don't want that one. I'd like one that's not beat up. And by the way, there could be concealed damage, right? Because there's a forklift hole in the side of it, and three of the four sides are caved in. Well, I bought this as a spare. Not the water softener that we have. It's running for 15 years. It's working perfectly. But I know that at some time it's going to quit. And wouldn't it be nice to have the same exact thing? Then I'll have two of everything. Two timers, two cases, two everything. Two sets of valves. I have a duplicate because it's the same water softener, just different color and different name on it. So the trip is over a little over 100 miles to get to Menards in Springfield for us. And as I said, I was fit to be tied that it was all banged up. So I called the store, and I got the store manager, and I explained to him. His name is Brett, B-R-E-T-T. And he did everything right, everything right. I explained to him that I was surprised that the person with the forklift that loaded it onto the truck didn't say, whoa, geez, look, oh, man, this thing's all beat up. Would it be okay with you all if we open this box and make sure it's not damaged? Would that be okay? The person with the forklift did not do that. Which is a surprise to me. Because if I were operating that forklift or I were the salesperson, that's what I would do. I would say, ma'am, sir, I didn't see this before I went to pick it up, but here's what I've noticed. And it shouldn't be like this. Would it be okay if we opened it up? But the forklift operator didn't do that, which was a surprise to me. And that's what I told the store manager. And I said, now, I have pictures of this. And by the way, we opened it up. Because I didn't want to open it up. I wanted to just put it in the garage and leave it there until we needed it. But I had to open it up to see if there was any concealed damage. And when we took it off the truck, you could hear parts rattling around in this box. Could that have been done at the store? Absolutely. Could they have shaken the box to see? Absolutely. But they didn't. So we turned it on the side. I took my utility knife, cut the sealing tape on the bottom, opened the flaps, and lifted the box off the water softener. Because it's so heavy, you can't take it. You just can't lift it out of this box. So we lifted the box after we cut the bottom folding parts of the box that were sealed with tape. We lifted the box off, and sure enough, there's all kinds of parts fell out. The top was disconnected. The lid was disconnected. There's plastic parts that were disconnected. The canister inside, the medium, the fiberglass tank with the plastic balls in it, that was cockeyed. And so we took some pictures of it. Took some pictures before and after opening the box. And I told the store manager, Brett, that I had these pictures. If you'd like them, I can send them to him. I said, but, you know, you've got this on video. I'm sure you can just look at the, you know, I gave him the customer name and all that. And he said he could look it up and call me back in 5 minutes. He called me right back and said, you're right. He said, I have two solutions for you. One is if you want to come back, we'll give you the new, more expensive model, same grains, 45,000 grains, but this one has Wi-Fi. It's more expensive, but we'll give you that. Or you can, we'll give you $75 off the one that you already have. Will either of those options work for you? And I said, well, I appreciate that. I believe I can put this all back together. And I don't really want the Wi-Fi model. So I choose the option, the $75 credit. And that's what we did. $75 credit. Now, he gave me his personal number if anything doesn't work right. Now, isn't it, or his number, direct number, I should say, at the store. Now, the point of this story is, one, the salesperson slash forklift person should have offered to inspect the box, but didn't. Why? I don't know. If I were there, I would have done that. Two, the store manager did the right thing by trying to figure out a mutually acceptable compensation, which he did. And everything's good. So here we are. Here we are with training for Menards.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And Kathy's joining us. So I can almost guarantee, class, that this story will be used by Menards Corporate to teach their employees the proper and ethical way that customers should be treated. Now, Menards lost $75 on this transaction, which is about 20% maybe. Now, what are they going to do? I believe that they're going to look at the video when this water softener came in to see if it was trucked in by an independent trucking company and they damaged it, or whether Menards damaged it, or who the heck damaged it. Because Menards is not going to stand for losing $75 on transactions like this. They're going to fix this problem. So there are many points to the story. One is, if you buy something and it's banged up in shipping, well, you didn't buy it. You didn't agree to buy it banged up, did you? You didn't shop at the dented can department, did you? You bought first quality, and you expected first quality. And so if you don't get first quality, you should call and let the company know. Now, I'm not saying yell and scream, because that doesn't work. But what you can do is explain in a clear, concise manner to the boss what happened. Now, the boss doesn't, believe me, the boss does not want to get calls like this, because the boss won't be able to do the things that bosses do if they're tied up getting call after call after call. So the boss is going to fix this. I know for a fact that Brett is going to have a meeting with the employees and say, hey, listen, I talked to this guy, and he's absolutely right. We delivered a damaged product, and we charged them a full amount for it. That's unacceptable. We have to pay attention. And what happens is if a customer is unhappy, let's say you have a lousy, you know, the good old days, a lousy meal at the restaurant. You know, when people used to go to restaurants. They tell 11 people. If they have a great experience, they might tell one. So bad news travels far, wide, and fast. So the point of all this is, heads up to corporations. Try to take care of your customers, and you won't have to lose $75 on a transaction. Now, I didn't call Menards and say, I want. I didn't say that at all. I just said, I'd like you to know that this is what happened. And it's over 100-mile round trip for me to come back. Can you take a look at the video? Menards came back with me with an offer. I never said anything about $75 or a new and improved Wi-Fi model. So I think that Brett, the store manager, did the right thing. Congratulations, Brett. And I know that this is going to be an experience, a learning experience for Menards. And I actually believe, literally, that they're going to use this audio, because I'm going to send it to them as part of their training in corporate management. I think there's a lot of good that comes out of bad situations like this. Except for, you know, the forklift operator obviously is going to get spanked. Kathy in Ohio, welcome.
Hi, Vince. How are you?
Hey, I'm really well. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
So do you have go ahead.
I say too bad about your water softener.
Well, you know what? It happens. But 100% of it, I believe, was due to carelessness. Either carelessness of the trucking company, and we've got a saying around here, we Missourians will throw something in the back of the truck and I'll see it and I'll go, are you comfortable with that? Don't you want to tie that down? Oh, no, it'll be all right. And it'll be all right means it might make it, you know, it might not fall over, it might not, you know, slide out of the back of the pickup, it might be okay, but the expression here is, oh, it'll be all right. Well, I think that someone that handled this thought it was going to be all right and was careless with it, either going too fast with the forklift or putting it in the back of a semi and went around a curve without securing this thing so it wouldn't fall over, and it landed on other packages or boxes or the trailer floor, or other boxes landed on it. But whatever it was, I believe it could have been avoided, and I would put that in the carelessness aisle. I really would. Kathy, we're going into a break. We'll be right back. I know you've got some things to share with us. I believe they're about tips for living better, faster. Well, not faster, better, easier ways of doing things and doing them right. Kathy's with us.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president and I and others are not giving up.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on CNBC. President Trump saying he would raise his offer for a new stimulus package, but believes House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is standing in the way. The Treasury Secretary continues.
I think her all-or-nothing approach doesn't make sense for the American public, and politics are getting in the way, but the president and I are determined to keep working on a larger comprehensive deal. By the way, if they would approve standalone checks, which is mostly direct deposits, we could get that money out quickly as well.
18 days before the presidential election, both candidates kicking things into high gear. Former Vice President Joe Biden will be in Michigan after taking part in a town hall in Philadelphia on Thursday. President Trump campaigning in Florida and Georgia. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you've ever asked the question, who would want to be a police officer these days, you're not alone. USA Radio Network's Val DeVore explains.
There are now fewer police officers per person in the U.S. than at any point in the last 25 years. That's according to recently released federal data. The Washington Free Beacon reports there were roughly 214 police officers per 100,000 Americans in 2019. That represents a 1.5% decline from 2018 and a 9% drop from 2007 when police numbers last peaked. That trend bodes ill for violent crime in America, which has plateaued in recent years, given the large body of evidence finding that cops do have a substantial impact on crime rates.
The government is warning the state of Nevada not to use Chinese-made COVID-19 test kits. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox has a story.
Documents show U.S. diplomats and security officials privately warned the state of Nevada not to use the donated kits made by a Chinese firm that's the world's largest genetic sequencing company. The tests from the firm BGI Group, donated by a company from the United Arab Emirates that has partnered with BGI. The documents obtained by the Associated Press show U.S. officials raising concern of China obtaining private information from those tested. Nevada ultimately never used any of the donated 250,000 test kits, and BGI says it's not linked to the Chinese government.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kathy's with us. Kathy in Ohio, our domestic engineer, Kathy. So what do you have for us today?
Vince, there was a few things that I was thinking that people could try to get ahead of time. One thing that I bought a few years ago was there's a salt, and it's like a Redmond makes it, and they do make it like an agricultural version of it, but it's like a Celtic salt. It comes, I think, from Utah in the mines there, and I bought some a couple years ago at an agricultural store, like a feed store, and it's not as fine as the regular fine salt that you can put in a salt shaker, but you can still use it for oatmeal, soup, stews, anything with a liquid, it dissolves. But the nice thing about it was very cheap, but it has a lot of nutritional value. It has 60-plus different minerals in it. And I'm thinking, okay, if we get to the point where our food is not as nutritious, if you have the salt on hand, then this bag that I bought, I think it was like a 25-pound bag, maybe more, and it was like $11 or $12. And I know people use them for their cattle and things like that, but my research, when I checked into it, there were places, people that used it. And like I said, you can buy the fine if you want to put that in your salt shaker or use the Himalayan, but that was just an idea that if you just keep it, I put mine in like, like jars, some canning jars, and I just labeled it. I think it'll probably last me the rest of my life for as much as I use it, but I use it for like my cooking. So that's just an idea. I think we may have trouble getting our vitamins and our minerals, and the price of that has gone up tremendously. I went to my health food store a couple weeks ago, and some of the homeopathic remedies that I get went up 25 to 30% across the board. Just, I looked at the price and I asked her if that was right, and she said, yes, they all went up. So that was just a thought. I don't know if you've ever used that kind of salt, Vince.
Yes, yes. We buy it on the internet, Himalayan. It's pink salt. Dr. Norm Shealy, our medical doctor, recommends it. And so that's what we buy. Now, if you want to have a store of salt, for $5, you can get 25 pounds from Sam's Club. Now, I have no financial incentive to mention Sam's Club, and the only time I do is when there is a benefit for us, okay? I don't particularly like Sam's Club. They have fallen down in many, many ways. They used to have people who would research the products and make sure that they had the best of the best. And I think some of those left their jobs or got fired or something, because I don't think they pay as much attention as they used to. You know, kind of like Sears had department after department of evaluators to make sure that they only sold the best of the best and that they would stand behind what they sold. Well, Sam's Club, I don't think, does that as well as they used to do that. And but they do sell Morton table salt, 25 pounds, $4.98 in club only. Now, here is an extreme measure that you can take, and we have taken this measure. Since we have water softener, we need water softener salt. The water softener is absolutely useless unless you have the consumable, which is the water softener salt. And we buy either Morton's or another equivalent brand, about 40 to 44 pounds in a bag, and it's roughly $5 to $6 a bag. We buy it by the pallet load from Menards, and we like that. They sometimes have the 11% off sale, and we buy that. Now, if we have to feed it to our cows, we're just going to rip open those bags and feed the right amount of salt to the cows. So it's water softener salt, and if we had to, we could eat it, and we could feed it to the cows as well, because without salt, they'll die. So those are a couple thoughts, and I'm with you on that. What's next, Kathy?
I was talking about, like, the supplements and the remedies. I found that anything, for the most part, if you buy it in the little bottle within the capsules, it's a lot more expensive, because somebody has to put it in capsules and package it. So when I started seeing the price of some of the things that I wanted to have on hand, I started looking into buying them in bulk form, in powder form. And some of them aren't that great tasting. But what I do is I take a little bit of water, and I might mix a couple together, whatever I feel like I'm taking at the time, and I put a little bit of stevia, a couple drops of stevia, and I just drink it down. Now, some things I put in capsules. I have a little capsule machine. I have two different sizes. I think one's a 00, one's a 0 capsule, and I'll put them in there. But I've gotten used to, okay, it doesn't taste good. You just drink it down and then drink a glass of water after it. But it's a lot cheaper, and you can get online and check out some of the bulk places. I know Mountain Rose Herbs is a good one. There are some other bulk supplement companies. I just kind of look at the source. I look to see where it's sourced from. Is it sourced from China, or is it sourced from the United States, or places where maybe you might feel a little more comfortable buying? But that's something that I have done in the past 2 years, whether it's the turmeric or magnesium or even like the diatomaceous earth. I like to have that on hand, or activated charcoal. It's so much cheaper if you buy it in bulk. So it's something for people to save money, because I've just noticed the price of supplements and minerals have just doubled, I would say, in the last 2 years. And so that is a little more economical.
Okay, so all you do, class, is go to the internet, and let's say you go to eBay. Now, you may find eBay is the best way to go, but you may find Amazon is the best way to go. But really, make sure you know your source of the manufacturer or the repackager of the product, and make sure you trust it. But it's simple. You can type vitamin or vitamin space C, okay, and comma bulk, B-U-L-K. Or you can type turmeric, comma bulk, at eBay or Amazon, and you'll find it in packages, and it will be the powdered form. And as Kathy said, you can buy the capsules, you can buy the gelatin capsules, and they're different sizes. Take a look at the relative size of these capsules, and make sure you're comfortable with the physical size for swallowing, and you can buy a capsule machine. So let's say for somewhere around $20, you can buy a capsule filling machine. And what it is it's a matrix. It's a multi-layered plastic matrix, and you put the capsules in open side up. You take half the capsule, and you put them in, let's say, 100 of these capsules. You put them in open side up, and then you pour the powder, whether it be vitamin C or turmeric or whatever it might be, onto this surface of the capsule machine, and you have a little like squeegee, and that will move the powder into the capsules, and then you put the tops on it, and you have just made 100 capsules. You've filled 100 capsules. So they have automated machines at factories that do this, but you can do it manually. We have a capsule filling machine, and we have the capsules, and we have the powders. So, yes, you absolutely can do it, and you can save money. And I suggest you do it. Kathy's right on the money with that. Kathy, what's next?
We have talked about this a couple times, but I wanted to mention it because I think it's so important. I think Kyle made a comment earlier in the week or last week about if the depression or the economy suffers for, let's say, the next 8-10 years, the availability and the price, we don't know what we can afford, but I have a couple sets of the Revereware. I still have my original set from before I got married in the 70s. And I'm still using them. The handles are a little bit worn, but not to where they can't be used. So I actually have in my cupboard, I have 3 1-quart and 1.5-quart pots. I have 2 2-quart pots, and then I have the big stock pot. But I don't use the microwave, so there's times I'm using all 3 or 4 burners at one time if I'm making several different things at the same time. But the Teflon pans, which I don't use, but those don't last that long. I mean, in a couple years, that coating all comes off. So if you don't have a backup and you can't get them or you can't afford them, you know, at least if you have some stainless steel or cast iron pot, it's something that you can be able to use for probably the rest of your life as long as you maintain them.
Okay, here's a comment on what you just said, Kathy. You're right. Absolutely right. So we still have, Mrs. Finelli and I still have the Revereware from my mom, from her kitchen, my mom and dad, and from Mrs. Finelli's mom and dad. So we have that, and plus we have our own when we got married in the 70s. So we still have that. It still works fine, but there's something that you should avoid doing, class. Number one, you need to, if you have an electric range, absolutely be careful not to overheat or boil out the contents in a Revere pan, because you'll warp the bottom. That would not be good. Number two, don't put it in the dishwasher, because the dishwasher detergent is brutal over time on the Bakelite plastic handles. That would be the knob at the top of the lid and the two the handles on the side of a pan, or the grab handles on the side of a larger pot. So don't put it. Wash it by hand, and I'll tell you how I do it. I use and we bought a bunch of these because I'm thinking that it's going to be hard to get all kinds of things, including, but not limited to, those stainless steel scrubbers. So we bought a bunch of those. Well, you could still get them in the good old days. And what I do is, when I wash a pot, I put it in the sink right away, and I rinse off whatever's in it to make it easier to get that hard baked on or cooked on food off. So I put water in the pot. And then as more and more dishes go into the sink, I make sure that they go into that pot if they'll fit, and I fill it up with water. Then I take those dishes out, and I use a drop or two of Dawn on one of those stainless steel scrubbers, and I get it right away. And then I put it in the drying rack. So that's how I do it. So over time, these stainless steel pots get more and more polished on the inside because of that stainless steel scrubber, polishing. And they work so well and for so long. And I feel that they'll probably last 100 years, at least, if you take care of them. So those are my thoughts on Revere. Teflon. Teflon is a really, it's a slippery surface. It's extremely slippery. And what makes us think that it's so slippery on the side that we want to use, but the other side is strong enough to adhere to the aluminum substrate? The answer is it doesn't adhere very well. It's a weak substance, so if you hit it with a knife, you're going to peel it. And then it starts peeling more and more and more, and then you get to eat it. So you're eating it while you're cooking with it. You know, little bits of vapors come off, and you're getting to eat that. And then ultimately, you look at that pan, and you go, you know what, it's too far gone, so we'll throw it away. But that does not happen with a Revereware pan or pot or skillet, because it doesn't have Teflon, at least the kinds that we use. So you can use a cooking oil like olive oil, avocado oil, or butter, and it works great. It works great. There's no reason to have any Teflon pans in your house. None. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy, we've been talking about price increases, inflation on quality items for quite some time now, and we predicted at the beginning of the corona panic that this would happen. And I'm looking on eBay right now at a Snap-on brand 3/8 inch flex head ratchet. So this is just a ratchet. It's not a tool set. It's one ratchet. And it's 3/8, which would be the common size that, you know, most of us would want to use for general purpose mechanic type work. $149 plus $12 shipping for a used ratchet. Now, that's crazy. These are crazy prices. Now, you could go and get a whole Chinese factory outlet tool set for less than that, okay? But it's junk. So, for example, we are on our third set of Harbor Freight Tools ratcheting breaker bars. Now, this would, a breaker bar is something that you loosen tough nuts and bolts with. And they make one that has a ratchet head. So it's a little bit different from a ratchet. Fits in tight places. It's a really great concept. But the tools break every 6 months. So what do we do? Either we just say, let's buy a whole bunch of them and consider them disposable, or we bring them back. Now, eventually, Harbor Freight is either they're selling them to homeowners that don't use them as tools and just put them in a toolbox and say, I got me a ratcheting breaker bar, and they don't know that it's of light-duty construction, or Harbor Freight is either going to redesign it so that it doesn't break, or they're going to discontinue it because they're lousy. I mean, they're a great concept when they work, but we bash our knuckles with these darn things because they fail at the worst time. So there's a lot to be said for why quality U.S. tools are so expensive, and they're going up, up, and up. And I keep, I bid on them on the internet, and I get beaten a lot, and I'm willing to spend more than most people. But there's just one other guy who's willing to spend $2.50 more than I am. And seems like we lose out on tools because other people figured out that the Chinese tools are substandard. Kathy, back to you.
Oh, Vince, you're right. I saw a picture of somebody took a screenshot, and it was at a thrift store, and it was some kind of a, I think it was like a toaster oven or something, and they said sells on eBay now for $49, but they had it for like $20. So even the thrift stores are checking, like eBay, to see what the older stuff is going for.
Yeah, and those toaster ovens, I'll bet in the good old days, and I'm talking, December and earlier, were probably $3, $4, or $5, maybe even $2, right?
Yeah. And Vince, I guess I'm glad you said something about the Revereware. I did not realize that the dishwasher hurt those handles.
Yeah, it does. It does. As a matter of fact, the dishwasher hurts a lot of things. And whether you use Cascade or some other brand of dishwasher detergent, it is caustic. And so if you put in a brand new clear glass, whether it be, let's say a wine glass, for example, we don't drink much wine. I mean, gosh, if we had a bottle of wine, it probably lasts 20 years. But because we don't want to. It's not that we're, it's some religious thing or we're, anti-wine. It's not like that at all. We just don't have the desire. Well, if you take a wine glass, a nice brand new wine glass, and you put it in the dishwasher, three or four times later, you're going to look at it, and it's going to look cloudy. It's going to look like it's been etched, and it will look dull and dingy. So never, never wash clear glass if you want it to remain, pristine in a dishwasher. Even if it's a light blue color, a blue tinted glass, or light green or light rose color, don't put it in the dishwasher. Even the French clear glass coffee mugs. Mrs. Finelli and I used to like them. Maybe it was a period we went through and we thought that was the way to drink coffee through, clear French glass coffee mug. Put them in the dishwasher like most people would. And now you look at them and they go, gosh, it looks like it needs to be washed. And it just came out of the dishwasher. So it will destroy the finish because it is the dishwashing detergent. It's not the dishwasher. It's the detergent. Because the detergent has chlorine and other additives in it, which make it very caustic. So those are my thoughts on the dishwasher. But we use a dishwasher. We use the dishwasher, many times a day. As a matter of fact, we have a couple spare dishwashers used. I bought them on Craigslist in the good old days because I thought, gosh, I don't think they're going to make good quality dishwashers anymore. So all of our dishwashers are just stacked up for deployment later, and they're all Whirlpool, every single one of them, because they make the best dishwashers, in my opinion. General Electric, substandard. And all the other brands, all the Asian brands, substandard. And if you listen to Kevin, our appliance technician, he'll tell you, Whirlpool, 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 Whirlpool for just about every appliance. That's the best in class. We'll be right back with Kathy. Kathy, do you want to stay with us?
Sure, Ben.
Okay. All right, I've got some things, and I know you do too. Kathy, our domestic engineer, is with us. And we're talking about tips from the book. And Kathy's book, I don't know if she's written these things down, but maybe she's going to publish a book or keep one for her family uses. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.